Love on Skis, a story by Eugene Carman. For months, the papers have emblazoned rumors of the engagement of Prince Friedrich of Hesse to the Princess Juliana. And for a month, the prince has heatedly denied them. Nevertheless, every editor would give a month's pay to print the true story of the prince's latest romance. To that end, the Paris American Tribune's editor, Victor Warp, has sent his ace reporter, Marjorie Kingston, to Switzerland to interview the reluctant prince. The scene is the dining room of the St. Moritz Hotel. A page is calling.
Calling Miss Kingston. Calling Miss Kingston. Miss Marjorie Kingston.
Boy.
Oui, madam.
Did you say Kingston?
Oui, madam. Miss Marjorie Kingston. There is a call waiting from Paris.
Well, tell them I'm not here. No, I suppose I'd better take it. Here.
Je vous remercie, madam. The telephone is in the booth to your right.
Hello, Victor.
Hey, Margie, how'd you notice me?
I'm psychic.
Now, that being the case, what's the story in the print?
I'm only psychic when I've known the subject for years.
Come on, what's the story for tomorrow? This phone's costing $17.50 every 3 minutes.
Well, save your breath, then. There won't be any story for tomorrow. And look, call the moving company and have them store my furniture.
Call the moving company and store your furniture?
Yes, I'm beginning to like it here.
Listen, Margie, have a heart. I didn't send you there on a vacation. Ain't the prince there?
Of course he's here. But you don't go up to the prince and say, howdy, prince, I'm Honey Kingston. What about Julie? Give me a little time, Victor. I'll have the story.
Listen, honey, you got to get a story, and I don't mean a month from now. Every seat on the continent is after this yarn. And if one breaks before the tribunes, you might as well stay right there.
At these prices? How sweet of you, darling.
Save the comedy. The rumor's going around Paris that Juliana is in St. Moritz and meeting Freddie every day. Run down that angle and give me a story. And find out what the prince's mother has to say about his romance. Also,
you... Listen, Vicky, dear. You've spent about $20 telling me things any journalism student would know. Besides, my dinner's getting cold and the prince is in the dining room.
Well, right where you want him.
You'd advise me to go right up to him.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Turn on the personality smile. Give him a little of that Honey Kingston sex appeal and...
Tell him you sent regards. Goodbye, Victor. If all his good ideas could be gathered in one pile, I'd stuff him in a keyhole.
Ah, Miss Kingston. I've kept your dinner in the warming oven. I will bring it at once.
No, thank you. Just bring me a demi-tasse.
As you say, madame.
Miss Kingston?
Yes?
Miss Kingston, I am the Prince Friedrich's aide-de-camp. He requested me to present his compliments and ask that you have coffee at his table.
Sure. Wait a minute. Does he know?
But of course you are Miss Kingston of Pittsburgh. His Highness has met your father a number of times, both on the continent and in America.
My father? Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'll be delighted.
My arm, Miss Kingston.
Thank you.
This way, Miss Kingston. Ah, His Highness, Prince Friedrich. Miss Marjorie Kingston of Pittsburgh.
Miss Kingston, I am Charles.
Your Highness.
Your father has talked so often of you. When I learned you were here at St. Moritz, I could not deny myself the pleasure of knowing
you. Oh, how nice of Your Highness. And how very flattering. How very, very flattering.
The pleasure, Miss Kingston, is mine. You will have coffee.
Thank you, I will.
You plan to stay at St. Moritz for the season?
Well, that depends, Your Highness.
Aha. You will find St. Moritz a welcome relief after the stuffy city. I believe you will find it delightful.
Oh, I'm sure I will. And I think I will stay.
Marvelous. I will be your guide, eh? Oh, there is much to do. Skiing, ice skating. Oh, you will have a lovely time, Miss Marjorie Kingston. A lovely time. Do you not think so?
Think so? No, Prince Friedrich of Hesse. I'm sure of it. Hello?
Honey, this is Victor Warp.
I might have known it. What's this middle-of-the-night call about?
Middle of the night? It's 8 o'clock, and every up-and-atom editor is on the job like the reporters ought to be. What about the prince? How about the story for today?
The prince, I imagine, is still asleep, like every civilized human ought to be at this time, and there's still no story.
No story? Do you mean to tell me that you've been there 24 hours and you haven't got a story? Listen, honey, if you like your job, you better get something in today.
Well, I don't like my job, so save the toll charges.
Look, what am I supposed to fill the paper with today?
The same old blah, Victor. It was good enough for yesterday's edition. It's good enough for today's.
All right, all right. It costs money to bandy wisecracks.
And it's too early anyway. The prince is going to take me for a sleigh ride today. I might have a paragraph for you tomorrow.
Well, that sounds more like it. How'd you work it?
He thinks I'm somebody else.
Swell, honey. Yeah, with a setup like that, you ought to be able to find out anything you want to know. Like when he's going to marry Juliana. What his old lady thinks about it. Why, you can even find out the intimate things. Maybe what kind of soap he uses, for instance. Why, even more intimate than that.
Goodbye, Victor. Ring me again when you can think up something more intimate than a bar of soap.
Nearly back to the hotel. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed being with you this afternoon, Fräulein.
Really?
Can we go again tomorrow? I have so few times like this afternoon. Times when I can just be Friedrich the German boy. Believe me, Fräulein.
Oh, I do believe you. Oh, there's your aide waving to you.
Oh, now, what does he want?
Your Highness, there are reporters at the hotel. They request the honor of an interview.
Oh, am I to have no peace? Tell them no.
But, Your Highness...
I said no.
Yeah, Your Highness, I'll dismiss them.
I suppose you also are bothered by the press, Miss Kingston.
Me? Oh, yes, of course. There's one person that's my particular nemesis. Mr. Warp. Let's see, of the Paris American Tribune. I knew him in America.
Mr. Warp. Oh, yes, I remember. He sent every reporter in Paris after me about this Princess Juliana business, the fool.
Yes, the fool.
Why, I've only met her Highness but twice, and from that, the scandal-mongering sheets have trumped up a romance that is quite embarrassing. I've had no peace for a month, and now they've found that I'm at San Moritz. Well, the ingenuity is amazing.
Not ingenuity, Friedrich. It's brass.
Oh, you Americans. You have a word for everything. Now, shall we go skiing tomorrow?
I'd love it. But I'm afraid you'll have to teach me.
That, Fräulein, will be a pleasure, a very real pleasure to me.
And for me, Prince Friedrich. Especially for me. Hello?
Listen, baby, this is Victor, and this is the third day I've called, and if you think you're going to stall me anymore, take another think.
One think's enough at this ghastly hour. What did you want?
What do I want? I got a half a mind to fire you.
Say, are you calling me at 7:45 in the morning to tell me that you've got half a mind?
Swell, smart tracks, but no stories. What about all these stories, huh? Every sheet in Paris is printing something about the prince, and I haven't had a thing from you. Now, listen, either I have a story or you have the cans idea. Now, what have you been doing up there besides sleeping? You tell me you were going sleighing or riding or whatever it was with him, and I haven't had a word. Now, what about it?
Well, what do you think I am, his father confessor? Keep your pencils in order. You'll have a story that'll melt the presses.
Yeah, and when? I want it now.
Well, give me a call tomorrow, and not before the birds are up. I'll have it for you then.
You'd better, honey. Not my habit to be put off like this.
You've only got one bad habit, Victor, darling.
Yeah, and what's that?
Breathing.
See, is it not sport to ski?
Oh, wonderful. I've never had so much fun before. Oh, I'm all out of breath. This fun's work.
Oh, how thoughtless of me. Come, we will sit down here under this bank. We'll rest and talk a while, huh?
Yes. Oh, I've never walked up so many hills nor come down them so fast. But it is marvelous sport.
Excellent exercise. We shall go again tomorrow. The next day. Oh, you've much to learn. Oh, you frown. Why?
I'm leaving tomorrow, Friedrich.
Leaving tomorrow? But you can't leave, not now. I want to... Well, why is this, Fräulein?
I have to go back to work.
Work? You? Oh, I see. You are joking with me. You aren't going to leave at all.
But I am. I guess it's time you know the truth, Prince Friedrich. I'm not the Marjorie Kingston you know.
No? You aren't from Pittsburgh?
No. Omaha.
Omaha? I've never been there. You work? Well, what kind of...
Oh, I'll never violate your confidences. I'll never tell. Really, I won't. I'll quit my job first. I'll never tell Victor.
Victor, you quit my confidence? My dear Fräulein,
Oh, can't you understand? Victor is my editor, Mr. Warp. He sent me here to get your story. I'm a reporter on the Paris American Tribune.
Reporter? All this time you've been fooling me. All this time, I was thinking how sweet you were, how nice.
Oh, please don't look so hurt. Don't look like that. I haven't sent in any stories, nothing about the princess or the kind of soap you use. Friedrich!
Go in, Marjorie. It's an avalanche. Oh. We must run or we'll be caught. Oh, my dear, I love you.
Oh, Friedrich and I love you. I do, I do.
Here, take my hand. Run, run quickly. Oh. Lieber Gott, run. It's an avalanche.
Yes, Lord, and the last edition's already on the press. Hello.
Hey, this is Victor. And don't hand me any wise snappers about it being 7:30 in the morning and why don't I go back to bed.
Well, why don't you?
Because even if I took a Mickey Finn, I couldn't go to sleep. I've been scooped.
No.
This Prince Friedrich guy gives Julia the air and falls for some strange dame he meets at Morris. And not a word from you. What's the Chicago office going to say, huh?
What are they going to say?
The same thing I'm telling you. You're canned. Fired. If you show up around here, I'll throw rocks at you. You got that? I said, have you got that?
I couldn't miss it, darling.
Then top it, wise snapper.
All right, as long as you insist. Get your pencil. This goes in caps.
I'm waiting.
At 2:30 this afternoon, Prince Friedrich of Hesse will announce his engagement to Miss Marjorie Kingston, formerly of the Paris American Tribune staff. Rumor says it was a case of love at first sight. Miss Kingston says it was an avalanche. That'll be 30, Victor, and goodbye. I've got some sleep to catch up on. Thank you.